I recently, and by recently I mean yesterday, finished the show 6 Feet Under. Lauren and I had started watching it a bajillion years ago. And then we had it on DVD, despite having never seen the show, we had the whole box set. And one of our discs was scratched in the middle of season two. So we're like, well, we can't possibly watch the show and have missed these episodes. So we simply stopped watching it. This was years ago. So I'd never seen it. So in the past month or two, I decided I'm going to start that show again. And I went all the way through. And I had heard years ago that the ending was really powerful and good. And it was. And Lauren comes out just after I finished. And I'm like crying my head off. It was really funny. I was like, well, it wasn't really funny. It was a sad, emotional ending, but it was funny that that's how she saw me. She's like, what's happening? I'm like, well, I just finished explaining, blah, blah, blah. But that was a really good show. Highly recommended if you haven't seen it. I'm watching two Peter Krause shows at once because he's on that show as Nate and he's on Sports Night, which I watch on Sorkin in it with Brian. So yeah, a lot of Peter in my life, but man, what an emotional whirlwind that finale was. Finales always make me feel emotional, as I've discussed on this podcast in the past. Because they remind me of mortality. And then it's a show about death. Good Lord. Yeah.
Your Daily Lex.
I was also talking with my pal John Moltz as we finished recording an episode of The Rebound today about The Last of Us. If you're not familiar with the show, I don't know what the overlap is if people listen to this podcast but don't know what The Last of Us is, but you know, it's a post-apocalyptic zombie show on HBO based on a video game. And we were talking about dark shows. I was surprised that Moltz watches The Last of Us because he doesn't always watch dark shows. And I was saying, like, to me, it's so dark that in some ways it's uplifting because one, real life isn't as bad as that show. Even when real life is crappy, it's not as bad as life on that show. So there's something. And even though so many people act so horribly on that show, there's also so many selfless acts and so much compassion and kindness from certain characters. Then there's like monsters. And as John said, the point of every zombie show is that the real monsters are the humans. But man, The Last of Us, so good. It's amazing how much good television there is. And I have worked really hard to teach myself that I don't have to feel guilty for enjoying television because I love television. I would rather watch TV shows than movies most of the time. I love like longer told stories and it's compelling in a different way from books. I love reading too. I just don't do it as much. I read every day, but only at night before I fall asleep and then on vacations and at the beach. Those are my reading places. But man, a great TV show. I love it. The thing where I'm sure you've heard about this, how Netflix encourages writers to script their actors saying what they're doing because they believe that everybody's watching distracted is insane to me. I am sometimes distracted while watching, but I will always rewind. Like my mother-in-law used to always watch TV while she worked all day. I do not do that. I can't work and watch TV because I want to pay attention to the show, but I can, you know, check my email or look at a text while I'm watching TV. And if I feel like I've missed a dialogue that's important, I'm going to go back. Also, like all good thinking people, I have captions on full time on no matter what device I'm watching. I'm going to have those captions on. That's how it goes. And it's funny because when I'm listening to podcasts, obviously there are no captions, setting aside podcast transcripts and those options. But if I'm in the car or on headphones working out, I don't have captions as an option, when I listen to podcasts, and that's fine. But when it's TV, I gotta have those captions. And it's more, I think, the TV creator's fault than it is my fault. I'm just putting that out there. So now you know. Anyway, because it's Tuesday, that means I have Fiddler rehearsal tonight. And it's my first Fiddler rehearsal since like last Tuesday, I think. So it's been a week. So hopefully it will be just wonderful. Yeah. Beard, super itchy and annoying. I think about it nonstop because it's always a thousand little knives poking into and out of my face. Yeah, I think that's all I have. Just 4 minutes for you today. Anyway, hope you're having a wonderful Earth Day. I forgot to get the Earth anything. I'll talk to you soon. Goodbye.
Lex.